Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. Something nobody likes is waiting, especially Americans, especially me. I mean, waiting is hard to do, but we do it a lot. I mean, think about it. Traffic, restaurants, those lines at Walmart, which I really don't get that last one because there are like 10,000 checkout stations, but there's always just like three checkers. But we wait for a lot of things, and waiting is hard because we want what we want right now. I mean, instant gratification is really something that we're trained to get, and when we don't get it, we get impatient, we get angry. We begin to move into this realm of entitlement that is definitely unhealthy. And obviously, impatience is not something God wants for us. I mean, neither is anger or entitlement. So then why the waiting? Why is so much of our life about waiting? I remember after I graduated high school and moving into the college phase of my life, there was this small section of time where I was glad to be out on my own and kind of doing my own thing, etc. But after I accepted my call to ministry and started attending a Bible college and working in ministry, my wants really began to change. I wasn't big on the go be your own kind of lifestyle. I craved relationships. And obviously, I crave those friendships, but marriage too. I mean, I want to be married early on. I'd say even as early as like when I was 20. But I was married on June 30th of 2007. When I got married, I was 27 years old. Well, really, 27 years, 8 months, and 11 days old. I had 7 years of waiting. During my waiting time, I unfortunately produced a lot of metaphorical Ishmaels. Look, don't judge me. I'm not the only one who has tried to make something happen on my own, you know? I settled, though, for Ishmaels instead of waiting for the promise of Isaac. Waiting on God was really tough, and at times I forced my hand, and at times I laughed at the process like Sarah laughed at God's plan. Why the wait? Why the struggle? And I really think there are two main reasons why we have to wait, and they really both deal with preparation. First, I needed that time of waiting so that God could prepare me. If you're in a holding pattern in your own life right now, it's highly possible that God is trying to develop something in you or remove something from you. If I'd been smarter, I would have seen that. I wouldn't have gotten frustrated with this all-powerful God who could give me what I wanted at the whisper of his lips. You know, God, you know this would make me happy. Why won't you just give it to me? The simple answer is, if he had given it to me, I would have destroyed it. I mean, ask yourself an honest question right now. If God gave you the thing that you're waiting for, would you destroy it? There were times during those 7 years where I know I would have destroyed that relationship I so desperately wanted. I needed the time. I needed time to grow and time to get some things out of my system, time to allow God to develop me, time to allow God to prepare me for what he wanted from me, time even to realize that the thing I wanted wasn't necessarily the thing I needed. I needed time to wait, and I didn't like it, and I didn't do it properly. But in the end, the waiting was necessary to get me to the right place for the relationship that God had for me. So let's talk about Joseph for a moment. Joseph was a 17-year-old boy in his father's house when God gave him this dream about ruling over his family. The next day, though, he didn't become second in Egypt. Honestly, the next day after the dream, he probably went out and like milked a goat or herded some sheep or something. And at dinner that night, he wasn't dictating commands to a nation. He was really ticking his family off so much to the point that the brothers concocted a plan to kill him. Then it was into a pit, and then into slavery, and then into a house, and into jail, and then finally the throne room. 13 years of toil, 13 years of trials, 13 years of waiting. Why the wait? Now, a part of it was because Joseph needed some development. I mean, as terrible as the situations in which he found himself were, he needed to learn the lessons in each trial. Those moments developed character in him that he didn't have at the dinner table at his dad's house. And as bad as the years between the time he got the dream and the time he experienced the fulfillment were, they were good for him. And they prepared him for that moment when he would interpret a dream for a nobody cupbearer in a cold prison cell. I want you to take a moment to realize that the fulfillment of Joseph's dream occurred because of a man Joseph met in prison. I mean, would the story of Joseph play out like it did had he not met the cupbearer there? I really find it fascinating that the cupbearer was the bridge to the fulfillment. Not Pharaoh, not Joseph's father, not some high up official, a cupbearer, and in prison of all places. You know, Joseph would most likely not have met the cupbearer if he hadn't himself been in prison. Makes me wonder how many times in my life I was so busy griping about having to wait that I missed the cupbearer God sent to serve as the bridge to the dream's fulfillment. Joseph, he needed that time to develop. I needed that time to develop. You do too. So preparing you is one reason why you're waiting, but perhaps you've been faithful in the waiting and close to God, and you've been growing closer and allowing Him to change you and adjust you and develop you. Then maybe it's the second reason. And so, still using the illustration of Joseph again, when God gave him the dream, Egypt didn't need him. When I wanted to be married at the age of 20, my wife, the one that God had created for me, was 13. She wasn't ready to be married yet. Your wait might not be because you need development, but rather because your dream needs development. That perfect mate might not be ready yet. That perfect job might not be open yet. That perfect opportunity might not be available yet. All the time Joseph was on his journey, Egypt wasn't ready. And so it didn't matter if he was in his dad's house or Potiphar's house or even the big house, the dream wasn't ready yet. So what do we do with that? I mean, the simple, harsh answer is we wait more. But the honest answer is be faithful. I mean, God isn't asking you to abandon your dream, but to wait on His timing. And the way we wait and honor God is by trusting that timing. You may feel like you missed it. Your faithfulness will keep that from happening. You may feel like the connection that you needed to get to that fulfillment is gone. Well, your faithfulness will bring the right person at the right time. You may feel like it's taking too long. Well, faithfulness will help keep your focus on the right thing. You might feel like you should be further down the road in your life than you are. Faithfulness will keep your perspective accurate. Listen, waiting can really stink, but it doesn't have to. I know in my life, I wish I could have been more faithful in the waiting. My impatience, it just caused me to produce some Ishmaels that I wish I had never produced. Waiting for the promise is hard, I'll admit that. But friend, waiting for God's perfect timing is worth it. I've always said that the right thing at the wrong time is still the wrong thing. If you're having a hard time waiting right now, stop focusing on being on time and start focusing on being faithful. And when the right time comes and the right season presents itself, you're going to get to step out of that holding pattern and walk straight into God's perfect plan for your life.